Blog Talk Radio.
Radio listeners out there. It's April 16, 2009, and I would like to discuss with you a very interesting topic tonight, and I have another series to this topic. Eventually, I'll get to that part. But I would like to talk about love. Let's say love with a twist, okay? I guess you're asking, what is that twist? The twist is when we women fall in love with inmates. Let me repeat that again. When we women fall in love with inmates. I guess you're wondering where I got that topic from. Okay, before I go into this, I would like to play you a love song. Okay.
Thank you.
right. I hope you enjoyed that. That was the late, great Barry White, and I Get Off on You from his debut album called Staying Power. He was great back in the day. You made a lot of babies off of Barry White. Well, now, let's get back to our subject of women who fall in love with prison inmates or prisoners. I'm going to read to you a couple of definitions of love. From brainyquote.com, it says that love is a strong attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration, permanent kindness, or devotion to another. From Merriam-Webster, it states that love is attraction based on sexual desire, warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion, unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. Those are the two definitions that I came up with for love. Okay? Now, I love reading articles to you guys because I know lots of times people don't get the opportunity to sit down and do some reading. So, I found some articles on prison. Women who fall in love with prisoners or inmates. And this one I found on the Associate Content, and it says, why do women marry prisoners? Let's see. It's not easy to determine why any women would want to marry someone who is incarcerated for life or waiting on death row. Some say it is a thrill for women, while others compare the fascination with that of a celebrity obsession. It says, throughout history, women have seemingly passed up the good guy for the bad guy. This is one reason why women may seek out love behind bars. They may feel the inmate is strong and is able to protect her because he is dangerous. The worse the guy is, the more attractive he may become to a woman. It reminds me of a musical, Grease. Sandy is a nice girl who falls for Danny, the bad boy rebel. There is something in the nature of humans which makes rebellion attractive to some. This could explain the physical aspect of the attraction. The psychological aspect of women who marry men behind bars is very complex. Oftentimes, the women who seek out these inmates suffer from a variety of psychological problems. They are often depressed and have poor self-esteem. They seek out the unconditional love of someone who has less than them to make themselves feel validated. The only problem with women who are depressed or have poor self-esteem is they become easy prey for these men. They become victims of the con artist, and by the time they figure out the game, it's already too late. That is a very profound and awakening view of women. As a woman, I do recognize when people have low self-esteem and are depressed, and they become very vulnerable to different elements, men, women, whatever situation is, and they do get what we call caught up. You know, somebody saying something nice to me, I haven't heard that in a long time. But that's why self-esteem starts at home, within yourself. That's a whole nother subject. Let's see here. Let's see. It says Scott. We have to think about Scott Peterson, awaiting death in the execution chamber of San Quentin State Prison for the murders of his wife and unborn son, is reportedly flooded with letters from admirers. Even Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh received marriage proposals before he was executed. But there are few accounts of men taking bribes who are serving time for violent crimes. Certainly there's a debate over the psychological and social factors that may explain why women appear more apt to fall in love with convicts. But underneath the discussion are some pretty straightforward numbers. About one in every 138 Americans spent time in prison in 2004, with the number of female prisoners increasing by 2.9% over the previous year to 103,310, according to the latest data released by the Justice Department Bureau of Justice Statistics. But it's an extraordinarily lopsided population. Men are 11 times more likely to be incarcerated than women. Prison officials say inmates convicted of the most hideous crimes tend to attract the most attention from pen pals and McDonald's relationships with Harris bears that brunt. According to court documents, Harris flagged down 19-year-old Dennis Brooks Jr. on his way home from his night shift at a Subway fast food shop in September 1993 after a car she and two accomplices were riding in broke down. The three overcame Brooks, beat him, shot him, stabbed him, and mutilated his body. Harris admitted to pressing Brooks' excised heart to her lips and stabbing the victim's body once, but she otherwise denied the role in the mutilation. So, I mean, that's interesting. So obviously she had something to do with that. I'm trying to figure out why I've read that part. Oh, okay. Okay. I read too much of that part. Excuse me. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. It says, experts say these startling but not uncommon cases often involve manipulation on the criminal's part and self-deception by women who are craving a new mission in their lives. In some cases, it's questions of adding spice to life, said Northeastern University criminologist James Allen Fox. There are cases of successful women with jobs and families who felt their life as somewhat tame, and this was one way they broke away from the mundane routine. Let's see. Charles Figley, a psychologist and trauma expert who, like Hofreder at the Florida State, said vulnerabilities of some of the women in these cases are often exploited by men who are sociopaths. I am constantly underestimating the power and influence of these people who really don't have a social conscience. They set out on a goal and they succeed doing anything they need to get their way. The women tend to come from backgrounds of being relatively shy, relatively introvert, psychopaths, sociopaths spot them immediately. And this is talking about an article from ABC pertaining to why women fall in love with hardcore criminals. There was a lady by the name of Bridget Kinsella. She wrote a book, and it was called Visiting Life, Women Doing Time on the Outside. And it was basically, she was talking about her relationship with a guy she met riding pen pals in Pelican State Prison in Louisiana, and how she felt that he was her soulmate, and after she's come through a bad divorce, and how, you know, he was able to talk to her, but he was trying to encourage her to go ahead and have an outside relationship because the things that she wanted, he couldn't give her because he was on death row. And she also, in her book, she also had some excerpts from other women who were visiting their men in prison during that time. Those are just a couple of articles that I found dealing with inmate. For some reason, it's hard to find those articles. And I really want to visit that again because I thought it was very interesting. And what I can do, I can tell you about some situations that I've been in, not me actually being involved with inmates, but when I was working in the prison system in Tennessee, how I know I during my employment there, we lost two correction officers due to the fact, female correction officers, due to the fact that they started talking back and forth with an inmate. And when they did that, it went to another level. The inmate had a picture of the female correction officer when she wasn't in her uniform. She left. She had no other choice. They had to get rid of her. Then there was another situation where the correction officer, female, was, she had given her phone number, her mother's phone number, to the inmate. So the inmate was calling her mom's house to talk to her, and they found out about it. So we lost her. I will tell you this, and from my personal view, I haven't been married that long, and I waited late in years to get married, and I'm glad I did. Because I was able to experience and see a lot of things, why I wouldn't do this and why I wouldn't do that. To each his own, and let me say this, to each his own, I do not have no less respect for a woman who marries a man on the outside opposed to a man marrying a man in the inside. I'm a say, for me, I wouldn't do it. I have no desire. Even though there was times when they did try during my time working there, I had no desire. There was nothing they could do to change my mind on how I felt. I've seen too many things. Women, let me say this. When you're writing those guys, when you're doing all the things that you're doing for them, sending them things, all this, to each his own. I'm not saying every man is doing it, but you better be very, very careful, because if he ever gets out, and he gets in your life, you have to remember, he's locked up. When it comes to the intimate part of the relationship, you better keep in mind what goes on when he's behind those bars. I've seen it for myself, so I have no desire. I've read it for myself, different reports of stuff that happened in other prisons in the area where I worked. Incident reports that man on man sex. So when he come out after being locked up all that time, don't think he's heterosexual right off the bat, because he's not. I'm just telling it like it is. Believe me if you want to. I say for me and my safety, I wouldn't do it. But to you women out there who just got to write them, I know women who, they would not feel like a woman if they were not talking to inmates. They go with their girlfriends to visit their boyfriends, and they meet another one, and they meet this one, and they meet that one. And I'm sorry, you guys. Those men in there are not sitting down reading their Bibles for 8 hours a day, or how long it is before we turn out the lights, 10 hours a day. They're not sitting in there twiddling their fingers, okay, because they get stuff in the mail. They see stuff. Some of them have TVs. They see what's going on TV. Believe me, they have boyfriends in the prison system. If you don't think they do, that's on you. It's not natural for you to think that everything is going to be fine and dandy when he comes out. It's not always like that. I'm not saying, I want to get you to understand, I'm not saying that happens in all cases, because I don't know all cases. But I'm letting you know that you don't know that man's history. You don't know his background. You don't know where he sleeps at night, other than in a cell. You don't know if the cellie gets in bed with him. You don't know when he's out there on the grounds walking around and in the yard, who he's talking to, who he's touching, you don't know that. But you do whatever you got to do. If that's what makes you happy, that's what makes you happy. As I was reading in there, and I told you that they love women who have low self-esteem and who are suffering from depression. We women do have that problem. And it is easy for us to become vulnerable. Never saying that I've never been vulnerable in my life and I've always been this strong woman. I haven't. That's how I am where I am now at the point in my life now because of all the vulnerability and the situations that I've gotten myself in. But I've never, and I will say this, never fell in love with any inmate. Never had a desire to fall in love with an inmate because I already knew. I already knew what was going on with an inmate, quote unquote. So I had no desire to fall in love with. But to each his own. If that's what makes you happy, oh well, that makes you happy. But I really wish, and I know there's a high percentage, and I will say African-American men, there is a high percentage of African-American men who are single that could be useful, that could be doing something, planning a life, going on with their life, that are locked up because of the things that they've done. But when they come out, they're not the same. A lot of them go in there. I've met doctors. I've met lawyers, African-American doctors and lawyers locked up in prison, intelligent men, young men, handsome, and I will even say sexy men. But the ideal is they are in prison, locked up 24/7, whatever, 9 hours, 10 hours a day, 11 hours a day, whatever. They're with other men. Do not think that they're not, okay? Understand that you have to be strong for you. If that's love for you, that's fine. You deal with it. Like they say, you like that bad boy thing. I'm not into the bad boy thing. I like a clean cut. You know, he don't always have to be straight shooting, but he has to be somewhere in that area because everybody's not perfect. But I just want you to understand how important it is for you to believe in yourself, for you to have a good education. And if there's men out there, it's nothing wrong with that. If you find somebody that you're attracted to, that's great. But check the background. Check the background. Okay? You need to check the background of that person. You need to know how that person is, what that person's about, because we can talk about everything, and the persona that we have, the facade that we have, that we want these gorgeous men. No matter what they do, you know, you love, everybody needs love. Yeah, everybody does need love, but what kind of love do you need? You need a clean, good, clean love, a healthy love, a bad love, a good love. What do you need when you say everybody needs love? We have to keep that in mind, women. Men, I say this to you, it goes the same for you when you fall in love with women who are incarcerated. They're saying that the numbers are very lopsided. Men don't go for women who are locked up like women go for men who are locked up. It's a whole different thing there, and it has a lot to do with the psyche. Men probably are not attractive a lot to men, to women who are locked up. For some reason, women are. We like that bad boy image, which I don't understand. I have no desire to be there. So, I mean, that's what you choose. That's how your life is going to be. But me, I'd like to come home to my husband. I don't want the ideal that he's locked up and I can't see him. I can't do nothing with him. And what is he doing when he's locked up with somebody else, you know? Because they can tell you a lot. Oh, I love you. Things are great. I can't wait to see you when you come visit me. since you can't come home with me and I can't come home with you, we don't have any place. When he gets out, guess what? He's got to come to you, whatever you have, because he's not going to have much. Most of them don't, you know. So you're starting your life over with somebody who didn't have anything. So keep in mind when it comes to picking up men, and I don't want to say picking up men, but choosing the men in your life. There's nothing wrong with writing, being a pen pal to anybody. But you have to be careful because in those writings, a man, you have to understand, these men are locked up. They have nothing else to do but to learn how to do things. That's what they have to do. I've watched them. I've been there with them. And they are so good at the manipulation. That's how we lost two correction officers. The manipulation is great because they have nothing else to do but to sit there and think about ways they can get over. I'm not saying that's for all inmates. I'm just saying for certain inmates and some inmates. They know how to do it. And it's your place to see that it doesn't happen. It's up to you to see that it doesn't happen. But if that's what you choose, because there's women out there that are married for years, death row inmates, inmates that's doing 25 to life, 50 to life, 10 to life, you know, that's, I just don't see it. I want my husband to come home with me at nighttime, unless he's working a job where he can't come home. Unless, like, he's in the military or a truck driver or something like that, or a pilot or something. I want my husband to be at home with me at nighttime. I don't want the ideal that on the weekends I got to go get in my car and drive and visit him behind bars. I just don't fathom that for me. That's not for me. I say to you women, if you are in a dating situation, even if he's just locked up in jail, same difference. It doesn't change. Been there, seen the things they do. I'm just telling you from my experience, I have no desire. You know, I've seen the things they do and get caught doing. But come visiting day, you see these nice, pretty women come up in there to visit them during visitation time. That's what blows my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not my place to say, hey, by the way, ma'am, your man there, we caught him doing another man. That's not our place to do that. You know, that's their business. They're, I just don't have the desire to be with somebody that I've seen do that. I just don't. So you better be careful when you're dating inmates. You better be careful. Because they can lie to you and say, oh, that's not true. She's not telling the truth. Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, yeah, I am. I don't have a reason to lie. I wouldn't waste my time lying to you on air like this if it wasn't true. Prison love is not only on the outside, it's on the inside. Seeing guys cry over another guy. He was about to get out. He was crying because his lover was about to get out. Guess who was waiting at the gate for him? His girlfriend. Yeah, his girlfriend was waiting to take him home. But he's inside. The other guy's in there crying over him. So, please. And these are nice-looking guys. These are not your phony little scrawny-looking guys. These are nice-looking guys. Handsome, young guys who love each other. But they come out and they come in to do a whole life with you. So, this is just a forewarning. Be careful. That's what you want to do. That's fine with me. Just be careful. I just want to let you know, I just want you to be careful when it comes to dating inmates. And to me, I can't fall in love with someone I can't see, someone I can't touch, someone I can't be around on a daily basis. I just can't see love in that. And I keep referring to me because I only know about me. I can't say that for everybody. It would be nice if somebody can call in and talk to me. My call-in number is 347-677-1749 on this subject. Because I have a couple of close friends that have married men that they met in prison, and they've been married to them for a long time. Obviously, they've adjusted. Me? I can't do it. But to each his own. It's not my place to say what can and cannot happen. So, I say women, love, love strong, love hard, love on. But just be careful where you lay your heart and where you allow your heart to lay and who you allow to hold your heart in their hands. I want to leave you with another song, and I want to say goodnight. You know how to hit me up. You can hit me up on, you can email me at www.yahoo.com. You can hit me up on www.tagged.com/Salita McCall, iccolor.com/Arzanda Cherry. My next show, I'm trying to schedule it for next Thursday. That would be, next Thursday is April the 23rd. And I would like to talk about the ride or die chick. Would love for someone to call in on this one from me, please. Because we talked about earlier about good girls wanting bad boys. So my next discussion will be about ride or die. Sorry, I got disconnected. I don't know what happened, but my phone and my internet, Blog Talk Radio, kind of got disconnected here. Oh, okay. I would like to kind of close out now to let's see. Okay. I would like to close. I got really kind of I don't know what happened just now, but it took a little bit of my time out to figure out what's going on here. I've been reading some of the emails in the Yahoo group for Blog Talk Radio, and I'm noticing people have been having problems with Blog Talk Radio. But you guys have been good to me, so I'm not going to complain about the little glitches that keep happening. And I know things will get better. Yeah, I mean, you guys have a heavy load to take care of. You know, free radio, you can't beat that. And to have our own show, I think it's awesome. Like I said, and I'll repeat myself, we have our upcoming show will be about ride or die chicks, and we want to discuss how do you handle a ride or die chick and what makes her a ride or die chick. what attracts her to want to have that type of title. Those are like some of the issues we'll be talking about next week. I would like to leave you guys with a little bit more of Barry White, just to keep something on your mind. I hope you enjoy it. And thank you again for all my listeners out there in Block Talk Radio. This is Lily 64 sounding off.
Help me.